Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Dukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape on your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
I want you to see certain aspects of the scriptures, then we anoint and then we go. First, I want you to understand that to prosper is very, very, very solidly part of the covenant. There's nothing God does where he does not adequately provide for those involved. You can't find one place in the Bible. And one thing I've come to realize is that when the devil wants to torture humanity, he stirs up some kind of abuse in certain area. And so he makes even the genuine seekers to wrong. And the whole essence is to deprive people, communities, nations, generations of the blessings of God. That's all. You see, the way the devil works is this. It's either you are so ignorant of it, and so he can always make a fool of you, or you are so conscious of it that some have abused it and now you don't want to identify with those who have abused it, and so you run. Either ways, you are a loser. That's his aim. But you see what the Spirit of God does? You will come to knowledge, you will come to understanding, you will come to the truth, the knowledge of the truth, in such a way that God will now begin to attend to you in that particular area. And when he begins, he does not just bring you out of the negative to the level. He throws you up. He makes you a spectacle for the world. People ask the question, but why would the master of the servants take the talent from that one who refused to multiply it and gave it to the one who has multiplied 5 to 10 and who has now been given not just 10 talents but 10 cities? Why will he now give it to that one again? I mean, one would have expected I should give it to the one with 5 at least. If there was no other one between the 0 and the 5, at least the one with the 5. But you see, the thing about God is this. He wants you to understand him, to walk with him. So you don't begin to assume. I realize, ladies and gentlemen, that a lot of times we add culture to the word of God. We add our native tradition to the word of God. And sometimes we are propelled by our traditional beliefs and we think it's the word of God. And so a journey of 11 days is thus made into 40 years. Because when we start on the word of God, then we veer off on traditions. Then the mercy of God will knock us and we wake up. Then we take a step again and we veer off again into traditions. And I want you to understand clearly, see what I'm saying, Pastor? That traditions is tied, or rather, emotions are tied to the tail of traditions. The things that you are used to, even when the better and the best are presented to you, you are still longing, you are missing. The mediocrity and the failure of the past, you don't want to let go. You're like, you know, Lot's wife, God came for deliverance. And God said, look, take on the mountains. Lot rejected the mountain. God forbid in the name of any such thing in my life, Father, let it be buried tonight. You can pray for yourself. So what was she doing? She was busy looking back and looking back. But God created the system. God didn't put you into trouble, but there was trouble. God came on the scene And God says, this is deliverance. And God says, it's not when I deliver, I promote. Check the Bible. And God says, come on. And you're like, no. I don't have what it is. God is speaking. You are saying you can't. In the first place, see, the mistake of your life is this. Hear me well. You think until now that you brought yourself to this place. You didn't. If only you will know that you didn't get yourself here, then you won't argue with God and say, stick on that. Can you see how subtle tradition is? Have you observed when people even suffer from what they call some demonic hold for many years and generations, and the Holy Ghost comes in and says, in the I break at the point of you see them cry so bad, they don't want to leave. It's not that the demon doesn't want to leave, they don't want to leave the demon. Why? He's gonna miss. He's thinking, I'm gonna miss the demon, the blood of Jesus. They cry bitterly. If you've ever been a minister that, then why shouldn't you be? Is it reserved for some people? In my name, you cast out devils. It's one of the sure signs that you're a Christian. You must deal with devils and cast them out. It's not reserved for deliverance ministers. It's a lie. It's one of the lies of our generation. Until you get to where they are doing deliverance, demons won't go out. It's a lie. That means that you don't know who you are. Some of the signs are fully under belief. One of the things I've come to realize is that as a Christian, like I was saying there, from this you will appear this way. Demons will quiver and roar. In the name, I feel the fire, even in my legs. In the name of Jesus. And let me warn you quickly. If you are struggling to impress some people because of your position or wealth or fame, or you are making a mistake of your life, impress God. Because those people are looking for ways to seek your own attention. Well, with this preamble, please listen. God will always prosper everyone he's called and he's sending. He will prosper you in the name of Jesus. In Psalm 1, he said, bless this man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. Come on, are you hearing me? That stands not in the way of sinners. Is somebody following me? That sits not in the seat of discomfort, but whose delight is where? And there in what? Day and night. It shall be. Come on, talk to me. You see the way God works? He sets the condition. Say, if you are in this place, you are automatically, divinely positioned. For what? Fruitfulness. And nothing can stop you. In the name of Jesus. You shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, bringing forth his fruits in his own season. His leaves also shall not wither. And whatever he what? Come on, talk to me. Whatever he? I don't hear you. I didn't hear you right there. Let me, please, make it clearer for me to hear. Whatever. Oh, some things that he will do. I can hear you. What will happen? So, why would there not be prosperity anointing released tonight? If you can take the time to come, you waded through the traffic, and you are sitting here today, if all you do here is 10 minutes, believe in me, the God that I know, that we are serving, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the way he has dealt with me in my life, honest, he will reward you. Yeah. You will testify. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Good. In Joshua chapter 1 in verse 8, this was a young man that was just assuming office. And this man had seen the way God walked with his master. And before Moses, there was nobody like that. Moses was a perfect example of what God can do with an ordinary man yielded to him. Because the Bible will have us believe that he was the meekest of all men. Is somebody hearing me here today? Glory be. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He said to tell you, sir. Or is it ma? But let me use sir. said, in the same place where they look down on you. Now, wait. It's always been happening, but this one happened very recently. You got home and you wept. Now, you know, it's not specific. You got home and you wept. It took God to shake you out of it. Otherwise, depression would have taken over. I said recently, very soon, the same people will cry for joy with you. He had never seen anybody like that. And he saw Moses. And when Moses left, I'm sure he was just praying that, where will he go? What are we going to do? Then God said, you know what? You are the one. You are the very one I want to use. You are the one. And he encouraged him and talked to him as much as he could. Then he got to a stage. Guess what he did? He said, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. Verse 8. Come on, somebody hearing me? But you shall do what? Come on. They observing to all that is written therein. So doing this, what will you be doing? You'll be making your own way. Come on, talk to me. And you will have what? If God says so, let me say again, because of the little effort you have put in, saying, I know what situation is in the world, but I trust God. And that's why I'm here today. This God that we serve will surprise you. In the name of Jesus, He will surprise you. Your friends will ask questions. They will wonder how you are doing it. In the name of Jesus. Okay. I'm only just saying that to say it's in the Bible. 3 John verse 2 says, beloved, I wish above all things that you do what? Come on, talk to me. And even as. Now, if you go back to chapter, sorry, Psalm 1, the book, I mean, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel, that sits not, but what delights in the law. And then in media, is that not prosperity of the soul? If you go to Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, don't let this book of the law depart out of your mouth. But what? They observing to do all and all. Is that not the prosperity of the soul? So he said, I wish above all things that you what? And be in, even as your soul, glory be to God in the highest. I need to lay the foundation, then I'll just see what I have to say in 10 minutes. And that will settle it for tonight. In the name of Jesus. Now, in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 8. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. I will read and skip and read and skip. All the commandments which I command thee this day shall ye observe to do. All right. And then on and on and on in verse 7 now. He says, for the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land. But look at the way he started. Keeping all the commandments which I command you. Is that not so prosperity again? All right. Glory be to God in the highest. A land of brooks of water, of fountains and depths that spring out of valleys and hills. A land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates. A land of oil, olives and honey. A land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarcity. Thou shalt not lack anything in it. A land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills thou mayest dig brass. When thou hast eaten now and art full, then thou shalt bless. Hallelujah. Then thou shalt, where is it now? Bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he had given you. Now, a lot of people ask the question, where is that good land? If God has located you in Nigeria, this is your good land. Do you know the same place as a good land for some may be a curse for others? That's why the Red Sea was such a miraculous blessing to Moses and the children of Israel, but it was a curse and destruction to Pharaoh and his army. So you can be in the same neighborhood and it's a curse to some people, but it's your blessing. Is somebody hearing me? So you don't need to assume what is called normal in your community. You are there as the light of the world. So you are not exactly the same as them. The Bible says the blessing of a righteous man, what? Lifts up a city. Just one person. So that one person should understand that I'm here for the lifting up. And so the way you think and your meditation should be different. If you think the way the others are thinking, you get the results that others are getting. Glory be to God in the highest. 10, when thou hast eaten at full, then thou shalt bless the Lord again. 11, say, beware that thou forget not. Come on, somebody, are you hearing me? Say, do not forget the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandment and his judgment and his statutes, which I command you this day. Say, lest when you have eaten and are full and you have built gold houses to dwell in, and when your prosperity explodes, your flocks, your silver, your gold, say then, verse 14, your heart be lifted up. Please, are you here with me? That is, believe me, in my small self and in my short life, I've seen this destroy too many people. Pride, ego. He said, when things begin to happen, don't let pride take over. Okay. And forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of, you know, the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. All right. I'm jumping now. Verse 17. And thou then say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand has gotten me this world. 18, but thou shalt remember. Now, if there are two words that you see going back and forth in this chapter, it's do not forget. Remember. Do not forget. Remember. Now, leave this. Go back to Psalm 1. It says, you meditate day and night. It's the same thing as do not forget, remember. In Joshua 1, it says, you meditate there in day and night, observing to do. It's the same thing. People forget, and that's when pride comes in. That's where failure begins. Praise the Lord. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee what? Come on, help me. That giveth thee what? To what? That he may establish what? Come on, help me. He may establish his? All right. That he may establish his covenant, which he swore unto your fathers as it is this day. So, ladies and gentlemen, the reason I am going to prosper extraordinarily is not just because of me, but because of the covenant which I operate. I will never forget, I've shared it here before. Then he says, I asked dear husband, why does God heal the unbeliever? He said, wait a minute. He did in the Bible. He said, I know, sir. I just want to know. Because I'll be believers there now. I'll be ministering. And the ones that were just coming for the first time, even Hindus and Muslims, you just see them walk out of the wheelchair. Why would he do that? He said, he heals unbelievers because of his mercy. It's not about the Christian. So every healing you get and every breakthrough you get as a Christian is covenant. So for the Christian, mercy is embedded in the covenant. That was what healed the blind Bartimaeus. Have mercy on me. Which covenant? The Davidic covenant. The covenant of which he had with the children of Israel. He called him by his covenant name. Son of David, have mercy. He got it. Okay, I finished that. The scripture I want to bring out strongly now as we go into the anointing is 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. And what does he say? And God is what? Come on, talk to me. To do what? To make all grace towards, and that I always having all sufficiency in all things may have what? An abundance for every good work. Hallelujah. Somebody says that God is able to create a fountain that will become a reservoir and that will become a flowing sea, an unending flow in the name of Jesus. But you see, my catch phrase there is that God is able. Come on, tell your neighbor, say God is able. I say God is able. It does not matter what the situation is today, God is able. My 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 God is able. In the name of Jesus. Let me tell you one prayer that God answers for me all the time as he delivered me from covetousness. The fact that you have it doesn't mean that I want it. May I never even desire it in the name of Jesus. But if it's part of my calling and destiny, if it is needed to fulfill my destiny in life, even if I don't sit anywhere, put the desire in my heart. It will save you from competition, from jealousy. It will launch you on such a journey that nothing will be impossible. Now we are getting there. The atmosphere is changing. God is able. Did you hear me? God is able. I said God is able. I said our God is able. I say he's able. He's able. How? By his grace. That's why you can't boast that's your power. If it's God, then it's grace. Is somebody hearing me? You know, my joy usually is when I see achievements in my life and I look back and I realize no way on earth could I have been able to do it. And I said, God, I'm grateful. God, I'm grateful. You've done it again. I'm feeling the fire now. You've done it again. I look again and say, wow. And that's why I don't have a secret. People who achieve and they keep quiet. Me, I don't know how to keep quiet. I say, you know what? See what God is giving. I say, Pastor. I say, because I'm not the one. When you talk too much, you may stop. No. If I did it, it may stop. If God did it, no man can stop it. In the name of Jesus, no man can stop it. Let me tell you this. If you are holding to another man's stuff, you won't have what it takes to hold it, to secure it. If you are holding to your stuff, no man can take it. In the name of Jesus. Why should I go and start fasting and praying? God, make me, I'm a man, no? Make me the next queen of England. Looking for what is totally impossible. What kind of rubbish? Why? Because how can a woman put a bad one by happy? Why don't you ask for a bad one where you are? Why don't you ask for the joy of your calling? Malabo Funtarabaka Shinde Prabhupada to the Hillele. Hallelujah. I give God the glory. And so when you see God is able, every time you see God is able, he's telling you that it's by grace. And to him who is able to do X, you are thinking, where will it come from? Given my age and my antecedents, given my failures, given my mistakes, given he is able, yes, to do exceedingly abundantly above what you can ever what ask or. So he is able to do beyond your thinking mind, your reasoning power. And when I know that, then I can surrender more. Abi, why are you talking this way? Because end of this year, in the name of Jesus, when you stand to testify, it will not only be of the blessings of God in your life, but in the many areas he has made you blessings in people's lives. In the name of Jesus, he is able. Why? Because it is part of his covenant. And you've seen it, that you will prosper, you will prosper, you will prosper, and you always give conditions for it. Glory be to God in the highest. I say, we give him praise. Amen. Amen and amen. I know today is for somebody.
Every service is for somebody. Those on the internet, you are included. Those watching from home or from abroad, you are included. Today is your day in the name of Jesus. The catchword he gave me when I was coming, say revolution. Supernatural revolution. It is starting today with your life. It will become a flowing river. In the name of Jesus. God is able. Can I remind you quickly? That is able. For 400 years, they were slaves. In fact, 430 years, they were slaves. Then one night. They were not lazy. They were the most hardworking. And yet the poorest. I don't know if that fits your formula. You work yourself out like, and yet you struggle to make it. I say in the name of Jesus. The rewarding God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the one that made you, who is your own father. He has changed your situation in the name of Jesus. From today. I say from today. In the name of Jesus. You will see what? That the favor that will promote you. Only God. In the name of Jesus. Only God. Only God. Only God. I say only God. In the name of Jesus. You may be seated. One day, I mean, he was playing games. God was playing games with Pharaoh. And Pharaoh was thinking, God was playing. And Pharaoh, no. Who is that of God? My shoe. He said, no, this is the end of Pharaoh. Let everybody provide a ram and kill it. I need the life of the ram. Because I'm going to cause blood to flow in Egypt. When Pharaoh sees blood, he will let go. Because his own sacrifice, his own dependence, his rituals cannot stand what I'm about to do. Every covenant is backed by a ritual. Some blood rituals. Some animals that were killed or buried alive. Some cases it's human beings that they did bury. But you know who has been buried for us? So we are backed by a covenant of blood. Yes, the blood of Jesus. Yes, and I wonder which blood is superior. Ours or theirs? I was talking to a dear sister on Sunday. They all know you. And I said to her, of course they know you. They're all occultists. So they can see. And they can see you. You know their prayers that you don't know who you are. As long as you know who you are, they're in trouble. Yes. One day, and so he presented that, and that was the end. Guess what? They didn't go to borrow trinkets and jewelries. No. The rich and said, go and collect. No, it wasn't borrow. If it's borrowed, you say that God played 419. No. He said, go collect from them. The King James people don't know how to translate it. They say, borrow. Say, go and collect articles of gold. And so they just, and you two just quickly. And they collect the stuff. Slaves up to 1 hour ago. And by the time it was midnight, they were the richest in the land. Have you wondered why the richest country for 10 years will suddenly start to become poor, and they will struggle, they will turn all their economy, and whatever. There is something called humility that God gives. And if there is anything that makes me happy about this church, God has blessed us with it. Please hear me. One night, they were the richest. All of a sudden, here, this economy is running into trouble, and they would shh. Because they will be alone. He is able. How? By grace. But that does not mean you should be lazy. Grace expects some diligence on your side, because he uses that to promote you. They sold him into slavery. But God was with him. He delivered him. Come on. He granted him wisdom and favor. Together with promotion, he ruled the world from slavery.
And the thing about this young man, Joseph, was that everywhere he entered, things aligned before him. Where people never make profit, he prospered and made profits. Everywhere, even in the prison. When we anoint you tonight, you are living here with grace. Grace is not just favor. It is favor, but it is an empowerment. It's able to change anything to what God wants it to be. If grace can change you from a terrible sinner to a saint, what in your life can't he change? I'm telling you to get ready. We're about to get into it. He's able. When he said, give them food, and there were 5,000 people. So what do you have to say? A little boy's food. God is able. Even from what you think you don't have. Thank you, God. Go give them. You now see why, in spite of how unqualified and bush as you are, you are the one being sought after. Grace. 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 Hello? Is somebody here with me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, they toiled all night. They caught nothing. Jesus said, please come. Please, can you throw your net in for a catch? Ah! Grace. Where nobody caught nothing, and they too have tried caught nothing. Tell your neighbor, say, God is able. To make all grace abound. And after his resurrection, he went to them, John 21. Do you have any meat? They didn't have. I don't know how many people have nothing here tonight. He said, can you throw it to the other side? Ah! Peter, John, they said, this thing happened before. I know. So all we need to do now is go back to where we met him. He's the same God, yesterday, today, and forever. He has not changed. Somebody is saying, I give a testimony. I give a testimony. You're about to give another. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Somebody say, last year was good to me. Praise the Lord. This year will be better. In the name of Jesus. Someone said, may last year never return again. It will never return. It has achieved its purpose. And the result is what you're going to get this year. There'll be fruits. There'll be rewards. There'll be harvests. In the name of Jesus. This year, God is able. Hello? I say God is
able.
We can go on and on throughout the Bible. If we want to stay with his able. All this. And what that says is that you don't qualify. You don't have what it takes. You have nothing. I mean, even the smallest and the poorest and the most unintelligent man that looks at you will know that you are nothing. Mephibosheth. In Lodiba. Paralyzed. Neglected and abandoned. Only he has story that his father was a king. But he had never seen anything in life that looked like king. If there is a king of poverty, yes, that was what he was. And this king sat on his throne one day, just on his throne, and said, excuse me, does anyone know anyone from the house of King Saul? And everybody said, King Saul, human beings forget. Then one came and said, I know one. His name is Mephibosheth. He's paralyzed. He's in Lodiba. In the house of, I forgot it. He said, you know what? Go fetch him. Not 5 years, 10 years, 15, 20, I guess over 30 years that he had been in poverty, or even 40, and suddenly they said, the king wants you. Tell your neighbor, say, my God is able.
My God is able.
You know why? He's the covenant keeping God. I'm a covenant child of God. I am hopeful any day in the name of Jesus. And let me tell you this quickly. Anyone that associates with you will never suffer. As long as you maintain this covenant, this covenant posture, you maintain this meditation, people will drift towards you. In the name of Jesus. He says, whatever you put your hand to, you will prosper. So, no man is your problem. They might have been used of the devil, but you don't have the power. You have the power that surpasses the power that the devil unleashed through them. So rather than stay there, unleash your power. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I would like you to share your testimony for this one. Because many people here and on the internet will be blessed by that testimony. It says, as a sign for tonight, they will look for you. In the name of Jesus. And it's not a small thing. When people will hear, when the world will hear, some will weep. It's an unusual favor. Now, why must you give your testimony? So that all these ones will know that God said it and he gave a sign and that's it. And when they hear, they will jump and receive their own too. Is somebody hearing me here today? Even if you are abroad, write us. Because even right now, preparations have been made to write you a letter. In the name of Jesus. You say, how do you know? I don't know. I just heard it. He said, because I'm talking of a year of the supernatural manifestation. He said, I will do things that will make men and women know that I'm in that mood now. So that you can release your faith and move along. Whereas it is said that death is called destiny. Life abundantly in the name of Jesus. I think it's a good place to stop. But, oh, hello. Oh, it's a project that you are involved in. And somewhere, I don't know where I think last year or some months back, kind of hit the rock. And you are in trouble. So you think. And you are believing God for a breakthrough. He says to tell you. He says to tell you that Owole Jenya lie lie. What I say in your mind is that money will never disgrace you. So every stock project, people, God will raise people that will be begging you to get involved in the name of Jesus. He told you crossing over into this year that money will never be your problem. Money will not be the reason for your disgrace. He says to tell you, you've been crying yourself to sleep. From tonight, you'll be singing to sleep. In the name of Jesus. 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 But please, I want you to understand this. He's been repeating it to me several in the past 2 days. He says, as far as the covenant is concerned, in quietness and in confidence, your strength will manifest. There'll be no noise, but there'll be steady manifestation. In the name of Jesus, you will command respect. In the name of Jesus. Why? Because the lines of creation will fall for you. In pleasant places. In the name of Jesus. You see why? You are a covenant child of God. And he says to tell you, all things that has created trouble for you, confusion, where you have wandered and wandered, where you should have just gone straight, but it has been meandering now. He said, from today, they are converted to a straight course. In the name of Jesus. The crooked shall be made straight. In the name of Jesus. No more make and break. Hit and miss, no. In the name of Jesus. Because where the covenant is in operation, the Holy Ghost is king. He will walk with you. He will fight for you. He will charge the cause for you. The rest of your life will see God being glorified. In the name of Jesus. Every time you say God be glorified, what we are saying is that manifest your power. Manifest your grace and your mercy. You'll be known by that. Father, we consecrate the oil. As we anoint with it, let the power of the Holy Ghost go into operation. Let bodies be healed in the name of Jesus. Now, we're not talking healing as it were, but ever since I started, this has come up several times and I have to say it. It's a tumor. It's got to do with your rectum or colon or someone you know, and it's in bad shape. He said to say to you, within a week from now, beginning from now, the healing begins in the name of Jesus. What the devil intended for evil is the place of God's glory and the celebration. You will return with the testimony in Jesus' name. You won't struggle.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
But you will lead.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
For your husband.
Amen.
That's for your husband. Hear me. The way God has created the system is this. Whatever you give attention to, you will master. I wrote in my notebook, I said, what do you desire from God? And I knew it in my spirit. He says, the scripture, I wrote it down. You know what he said to me? He said, practice. What is practice? Live it every day. Say it every day. See it every day. Do it every day. What when the devil reminds you all these years? That's not where you're going. You can't let him be showing you where you're coming from as against where you're going. Where you're going is key. God rules over your future. The devil tricked you in the past. He cannot succeed anymore. That's why your future is much more glorious than your past. In the name of Jesus. Ask whether God will take more glory in your future than your past. I can answer you without thinking. In the name of Jesus, yes. And you see, when you are thinking that way, you are dangerous to the devil. He's afraid of you. This is a wonderful year for you. In the name of Jesus. Whether it's from the belly of the fish. You do hear me?
Uh-huh.
Or whether it will rain from heaven. It doesn't matter. Whether honey will come from the carcass of the animal. It doesn't matter. He is the creator of God. He never fails. You are a covenant child of God. Live a life of faith. Keep expecting. Keep receiving. Your future is better than your past. In Jesus' name. Aren't you glad you know Jesus? Aren't you glad he shed his blood for you? Somebody shout the blood of Jesus! Let me hear you shout it again. The blood of Jesus!
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, please contact us at the Fountain of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries, Off Town Planning Way, Ilukeju, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you. God bless you.